The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 29th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord who is praised with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact.
Nasta prayesu avadresu. Avadra, we have discussed yesterday, avadrani, or dirty things. This material life means dirty life. People do not understand. They think by nice dress, a nice apartment, and nicely washed body, that is civilization. They do not know that what is the dirty things which has attacked him. What is the contamination that he does not? Lokasya janata. It is said that the fools, rascals, they do not know it. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam madhukhaji. Lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre sattata samhita. Anartha, in the name of civilization, we have increased so many unwanted things, unnecessary. This is called anartha. Artha means which is substance. So, just like we can give so many examples, when there was no so-called advancement of civilization, people used to eat on utensils made of silver, gold, at least metal. Now they are using plastic. And still they are proud of advancement of civilization. Actually it is unartha. Unartha. Unwanted. At least in 200 years ago, in India, there was no industry. I think I am correct. But people were so happy. They did not have to go 200 miles or 500 miles away from home and for earning livelihood. In Europe and America, I see people are going for earning their livelihood by aeroplane, daily passenger. I've seen. From Vancouver, they are coming to Montreal and other places. 500 miles. At least 50 miles one must go. In New York, many people are coming from distant places, Long Island, crossing the sea, then again bus, again. All earth, simply. Unnecessary. People, Chanakya Pandi says that who is happy? He says the man who does not go out of home and who is not a debtor, he is happy. Very simple thing. Who does not go out of home and he is not a debtor, he is happy. So now we see, everyone is out of home and everyone is a great debtor. So how we can be happy? In America, the bank canvasses that you take money, you purchase motor car, you purchase your house, and as soon as you get your salary, you give me, that's all. Finish. You take the card, American, what is called, M card? Yes.
Bank America.
Bank card or something. Bankrupt. You see? So you take the card, you purchase whatever you like, and deposit your money in the bank, then again you are without any money, simply that card. That's all. So actually, we are creating anarthas. Anarthas means unwanted things. So, just like practical example, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam madhukhari. If one is engaged in bhakti yoga practice, devotional service, immediately the anarthas will be diminished, just like our students. Since they have joined this Krishna consciousness movement, they are all Americans, Europeans, they knew how to increase anarthas, unwanted things. It is confirmed. Immediately they have given the cinema bill, the club bill, the intoxication bill, the gambling bill, and so many things. And medical bill also. We don't pay very much medical bill. That's a fact. So actually, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that if one takes to it, immediately he reduces so many rascal anarthas, which is not required. Does a man die without smoking? It is anartha, unnecessarily. They are habituated by bad association. Sangha sanjayati kama, kamat lobha sanjayati. By bad association, they learn how to smoke, how to gamble, how to eat. Just like in India, so-called gentlemen, they go to hotel to test meat, cow's flesh, how it is tasting. I know personally some friends. So these are anarthas. Sutta Goswami said that if you want to reduce your anarthas, which are not wanted, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam madhukhari. If you engage yourself in devotional service of the Lord, then immediately, directly, the anarthas will be diminished, which is not required, unnecessary. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam. Just like in America, the government is spending lots of money, millions of dollars, to stop this intoxication habit of the young man, LSD. But they do not know how they can be stopped. The government is so rascal that they do not know. The government means full of rogues and rascals, I tell frankly. They do not know. Here it is, a medicine given. And it is practically happening. Anyone who is coming to us, although he was habituated to so many bad habits, immediately gives. No intoxication. Immediate. But they will not come to patronize this movement. They will pay their officers and spend lavishly for some nonsense program and plan. Is it not? Yes. Here is the medicine. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam madhukhari. Teach people bhakti yogam. All anarthas will be vanquished immediately. Anarthas mean things which are not required. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madhukhari lokasya ajanatah. But these foolish people, they do not know. Here is the remedy. They won't consult the perfect knowledge, Vedic knowledge. They won't consult. They will manufacture their own ways. That this is the lokasya ajanatah. Because these fools, they do not know how to get out of these clutches of unwanted things. Therefore, vidvan, one who knows, vidvan. Vid means knowledge. And bond means one who possesses. Vidwa. So where is the vidwa? The perfect vidwa. Lukasya janata vidyan chakre sattata sanghita. Vidwan, Vyasdeva has made this Srimad Bhagavatam. Take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and you know perfectly how you can diminish your unwanted things. And the simple process is, as we have already discussed yesterday, that sinnathāṁ sakathā krishna punnasvana kītana riddhantasya avadrāṇī vidhunati suhitsatā. If you simply hear about Krishna, Krishna is speaking himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't malinterpret, simply hear as Arjuna heard it. Sometimes some rascals say that Bhagavad Gita Arjuna heard directly, but we do not find now Krishna. So how we can hear? Then his words are there. Krishna is not different from his words. He is absolute. If you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, through the disciplic succession, then you are as good as Arjuna, hearing directly from Krishna. There is no difference. But if you play rascal now, this word means this word means that, this word means this is rascal. If you play rascal down, then you will remain a rascal. You will not improve. But if you hear exactly like Arjuna, as Arjuna said, sarvamitam ritangamanni, my dear Krishna, whatever you are saying, that is all right, in toto. I don't mean misinterpret. Param, param brahma, param dhamam, pavitram, paramam bhavan. This is understanding. You understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, in devotion, bhaktosi. Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He said that this Bhagavad Gita, this yoga system is now lost. Yoga nasta parantapa. Now I shall again begin that yoga through you, because you are my devotee. Bhaktos, Krishna did not go to find out a Vedantist to teach, the so-called Vedantist. A Vedantist means his devotee. Veda means knowledge. And anta means ultimate. So what is the ultimate knowledge? Ultimate knowledge is described. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan mang prabhadat. That is ultimate knowledge. After speculating, knowledge, life after life, when one comes to the point to surrender unto Krishna, that is real knowledge. That is real knowledge. Unless you come to the point of surrendering unto Krishna, your knowledge is defective. You may advertise yourself as very learned scholar, but we have got simple formula. Our position is very strong and simple. We take the words of Krishna and corroborate with Krishna's word. Now when I see, when we see that one man is not a devotee of Krishna, or he does not surrender to Krishna, immediately we take him belonging to the four classes, duskritina, mura, naradhama, maya, apuntagyana. Immediately take. It doesn't require much time to test him, what he is, because he has no surrender to Krishna and talks all nonsense. There are so many Gita explainers in our country, simply talking nonsense, minus Krishna. Bhagavad Gita means minus Krishna. That's all. Such rascals have spoiled the whole country. You see? Everyone is so politicians and this, that, all that. Oh, you are a student of Bhagavati. And what do you know about Krishna? Krishna is zero. That's all. This is going on. So, therefore Krishna says, Namang duskitanam mura prapadante naradhama. So we have to hear, if we actually want to diminish our anarthas, then we must hear Krishna as he is speaking, without any interpretation. So, this is the process of diminishing all dirty things within the heart. Sunnatam sakatha krishna punna savana kirtana riddhantasthya. Krishna is riddhantasthya within your heart. Vidhunati, he washes all dirty things. Krishna is taking charge of washing your dirty things. Simply by hearing about you, why don't you take this opportunity? What is this nonsense? Krishna simply says, if you hear about me, satatam kintantam mam, always chanting about me and hearing about me. Simple process, but the rascals will not take. They will make humbugs, jugglery of words. This is meaning, this is meaning, this is meaning. Therefore, they do not advance. Andhajathandhairuponiyamana. The story of anchor. The anchor was not taken, and the whole night they rowed on the boat, and it was where it was there. Now, the next verse is that if you hear about Krishna, from Krishna, Krishna's representative, not from bogus man. According to this Vedic philosophy, if somebody speaks about Bhagavad Gita, but he is not a Vaishnava, Sanatana Goswami had forbidden that don't hear from him, because he will create rascal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoye sarbonash. If you hear about Krishna from an impersonalist so-called Mayavadi, then your future is doomed, finished. And Sanatana Goswami has said, avaishnava mukhadginna putohari kathamritam sabanam nakartam. Avaishnava, those who are not following the principles of Vaishnava behavior, professional, that is so professional reciter, that is forbidden. Don't hear from them. Now, here it is said, Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. It is not said, Saptahanga Bhagavata Seva. Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. Where this Saptaha comes, I do not know. Is Bhagavat such a thing that by hearing one Saptaha, he will understand everything? He cannot understand one word by reading Bhagavata, Saptaha. What to speak of 18,000 verses? The whole Vedic knowledge is there. Nigama Kalpatara Galitam Phalamila. What will understand? This is profession. The real prescription is given here, Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. Every day or every moment you should remember Bhagavata. Then, Nashta Prayasu Abhadrish. Nashta Prayasu, the dirty things which are within our heart, that is, the process is going on to wash the dirty things. And the process is hearing about Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement is like. That you hear about Krishna patiently and the dirty things within your heart will go out. What is the dirty things? The dirty thing, you see, rajastama bhava. That will be explained. So, by hearing about Krishna, from Krishna or from his devotee, not so prior, not completely finished. The contamination is there. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, apiche sudurachara bhajati mamanannabha sadhuriva samanta. Not so prior. One who has taken to devotional service, hearing about Krishna, he has not become completely perfect, even because due to his past habit, he may do something wrong. Just like one was habituated in smoking, and he has taken initiated, and he has taken to Krishna consciousness, but due to the influence of some friend, he sometimes, suppose he smoke. So, if unconsciously induced by others, he commits some sinful activity, but that is excused. But if he conscientiously does something, sinful activity, that is not excused. Krishna says, therefore, that apite sudurachara bhajate mam ananabha. If he sticks to the devotional service sincerely, but due to his past habit, if he is seen that he has committed something wrong, so Krishna says, still he is sadhu. Sadhu deva samanta. Sammak bhavasitahya. Because his faith in Krishna is there. Therefore, he is sadhu. Now one may say that he is not following strictly the rules. But intentionally, if he is doing so, then it is very risky. He will fall down. But by chance, if he does so, the next line says, Kipram bhavati dharmātma. Because he is sticking to Krishna consciousness, he will be again reformed. Kipram, very soon he will be reformed. These are the things are there. Therefore it is said, nashta prayasu. Not that completely one becomes perfect. Even prayasu, almost perfect. Still, almost, not that completely. Abhadresu, he's trying to give up all bad habits, unwanted things. Nasta prayasu abhadresu. How it is possible? Nittanga bhagavata sevaya. Not saptava bhagavata sevaya, officially. This is karma kandiya. I sit down for one saptaha in a year, and then 357 days I do all nonsense. No. Nittanga bhagavata sevaya. One has to serve Bhagavat. Bhagavat means this, one who is related with Bhagavan. Bhagavat, from Bhagavat sarda, from the word Bhagavat, Bhagavat. So, Bhagavat means the Grantha Bhagavat, the book Bhagavat, and the devotee Bhagavat. So either you read Srimad Bhagavatam, but Srimad Bhagavatam should be released, understood through person Bhagavat. It is a recommendation. Sarup Damada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, personal secretary, he chastised one Brahmin, he wrote something wrong, and after all he gave him advice that if you want to study Bhagavata, then, Bhagavata parogya Bhagavata sthane. Try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee, not from a professional man who is earning his livelihood by reading Bhagavatam. He must be practical Bhagavata. Then he will get. Sanatana Goswami has also said that avaiṣṇava mukhadgīna pūta hari katha amṛtam. Hari katha amṛta, nectar. But still, although it is amṛta, It is not to be received from the mouth of a non-devotee. One must be practical devotee, pure devotee. When he speaks, you should receive Bhagavat, the message of Bhagavat or Bhagavad Gita from him. Avaishnava mukhat gina puta hari kathamrita sravanam na kartam. Do not hear. Reject. Professional readers, reject immediately. Those who are earning their livelihood by the Bhagavat reading profession, you should immediately reject. This is injunction. Not that, here is Bhagavat. Here is Bhagavat, I must sit down. No! Sanatana Goswami says, no! Sabanam na kartabya. Why? Harikatha, he may be, whatever he may be. But he is speaking Bhagavat. What is the harm to hear from him? One can argue like that. No, Sanatana Goswami says, yes, sarpat shishta payojatha. Milk is amrita. Nice. But as soon as it is touched by the tongue of a serpent, it is food. It is poison. Sarpat-shishta-payojata. He has given this very example. Milk is very nice. Undoubtedly, everyone will agree. But as soon as it is touched by the leaf of a serpent, you cannot drink it. Then it will die. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also warned like that Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoye sarvada. If you hear from a Mayavadi who misinterpret things according to their things, so then you will be spoiled. You will not get any benefit. And Sarupa Damodar, secretary of Lord Chaitanya, he has also the same thing that Bhagavata Paragya Bhagavata Sthana. Those who are practical Bhagavata, like Bhagavata, from them, from him, try to understand Bhagavata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, his secretary's instruction, and Sanatana Goswami, these are Mahajana. Mahajana Jena Gata Sapantha. We have to follow the path of great personalities, not of the fools and dusters. Then you'll get the result. Satang prasangatma vabija sangvita bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha tad jushanat apavarga vatpani asu sadhya bhakti ranukramishadi. This is the process. So, nittang bhagavata sivaya nasta prayesu avadresu. Not even completely, because you cannot approach Krishna in sinful life. Those who are thinking that we are living in Vrindavan and I can do all sinful activities because I am living in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Raja will cure me, will purify me. That's a fact. Yes. But if you go on indulging in such sinful activities, then you will have to live in Vrindavan in like the hogs and monkeys. At least one life you have to spend like that, then you will be purified. So why should you waste your time in that way? Dham aparap. If one is committing sinful activities in the dham, Vrindavan dham, there is a great offense. Namnad bala jasahi papa buddhi. These are the injunctions of the shastra. So, we should be very careful. We should finish our business very quickly. Churnam jateta. Why should we take another risk of becoming hog and live in Vrindavan? Don't take that risk. That's the price of it. Finish all contamination, dirty thing. And become completely pure. Because Krishna is param brahma param dhama pavitam paramam bhava. He is complete pure. Apapa vidyam in the Vishwamanira. Krishna is uncontaminated, complete. Any contaminated thing goes to Krishna. He makes purified. just like the gopis. Actually, they approach Krishna in a lusty attitude, but because he was Krishna, they become purified. It is not that we shall purposefully remain impure and approach Krishna, but the process is that if you regularly hear about Krishna and serve Srimad Bhagavatam or a devotee, then gradually your contaminated things may washed off. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naisthiti. The result will be the Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is glorified by uttama sloka, by transcendental prayers. That's like Brahma Sangita. This is not ordinary words. All Vedic words, they are not ordinary, mundane words. Just like Hare Krishna mantra. This is not mundane sound. This is transcendental sound. Golokera premadhana, Hari Nama Sankirtan. Hari Nama Sankirtan is not a material sound. Therefore, it is effective. But if you contaminate it, it will not be effective. If you take it, Hari Nama, purely, without any offense, there are 10 kinds of offenses, then it will act immediately. Immediately tell. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana rotina janimila kainatar. Vishaya visanale divanisi hiya jale toribare nakoin upa. So this is the upa. If we actually serious to get out of this material clutches, then we should hear regularly about Krishna. From a pure devotee of Krishna, Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Then, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisthiti. Then your firm, steadiness in devotional service will be fixed up. Bhakti Naisthiti. Naisthiti means nobody can push out of it. And that is Naisthiti, Nishtha, firm faith. Dhirabhrata. In ordinary case, in your five states, if somebody says that why you are, he'll be surprised. This girl, this Saraswati, some boy said, why you are chanting? This is not very good. She gave her a slap. Just see, nice thing. How firmly she is fixed up, although she is a small child. Bhakti bhavati nasthi. Nobody can deviate. A pure devotee of Krishna, he cannot be deviated. You cannot cheat him. No. He'll give you a slap. Nasthi, bhakti, bhavati nasthi. So, that is required. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha shakti, tato bhava, sadukanamayam premna, pradudbhave bhavetkama. Anartha, when the same thing is described by Rupa Goswami, as it is said here, nasta prayasu avadrish, this avadra, this anartha, anartha nivittisya, bhakti, if one takes seriously to bhakti, then the taste is that he has given up all nonsense unwanted things. Not that he is a bhakta and is still smoking. He is not a bhakta. He is not a bhakta. That is the test. So these things are to be noted very carefully and try to associate with devotee. Tadero charana sevi bhakta sane bhag. Try to serve the superior acharyas, Goswamis. Eichhaya gosai jar tarmui dar. Make a conviction, form determination that we shall follow only the path chalked out by the six Goswamis shall not deviate. With this determination, if you go on, then everything is clear and there is no difficulty to become liberated or become a devotee of Krishna. Thank you very much.